Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Yellow, Daryl.
Good morning. Garrett forgot the most important part of the LeBron rebuild thing. The Cavs actually thought they could build around the third wheel of the big three.
Oh, gosh. Don't tell me about that, Daryl. We forgot about that one. How'd that work out for us?
Well, it's gone swimmingly.
Making everybody happy here on the show. Daryl Ryder joining us on the show. Daryl, mandatory minicamp starts tomorrow. We'll get to that. How was Now, I saw pictures of you in the parking lot over at the softball game. I know you're kind of doing double duty there. Did you see, is this true you did see some of the fans over there and you were with some of the tailgaters?
I did. I had the best hot dog that I've had in years. The one of the Browns backers groups hooked me up with the, they call it the OBJ dog.
Okay, what do they have on it?
It is, well, they take the hot dog, they dip it in hot sauce, and then they just layer it with cooked up jalapeno peppers. And, oh, my goodness gracious, it was the best hot dog I've had in years. Phenomenal.
Oh, I thought the hot dog was just going to tell you how good it is in a GQ article. Okay, that's a cheap shot. That was a joke. It's a joke. It was just a joke, okay? Everybody relax. I was just kidding. It was just for grins.
You need that time out, dude.
Safety is back on, okay? It was just a gag. Garrett, go ahead. Ask him something.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, they got the celebrity softball situation going. What is the, you know, Odell's injured. Grant Delpit is coming back, and there's a lot of people. Clowney's coming back. Out of all the guys that are having injuries, who are the guys that we can expect to, like, be starting in these mandatory minicamps that we can see running around doing stuff? Who's on the side on the bikes, and who's a guy who's been injured that we know about, big names that could possibly just be on the field starting with the OTAs?
Well, I mean, we really don't know that right now, but I can tell you, Odell's not injured anymore. He's fine.
Oh, for real?
His range is back, although I was cringing every time I saw a softball hit in his direction. But he looked fine. Jarvis told us before the softball game that, you know, it was going to blow our mind when we saw him. And true to his word, my mind was blown when I saw Odell, considering the seriousness of the knee injury he suffered last October and the fact that, you know, we're not that far removed from that. Odell looked fine to me. He really did. I was blown away. Grant Delpit's been on and off the field here during OTAs. Anthony Schwartz, one of their draft picks, got dinged up in the spring. So we'll kind of see what he's able to do. But, we'll be taking attendance tomorrow, no question about it. But, we're still kind of in that limbo mode as far as some of these injuries go. But I can tell you most assuredly, Odell Beckham Jr. looks pretty healthy to me.
El Dangerous One. Baker looked good. I saw the photos ago. Wow, he looks strong. Like, this is no freshman 15 or whatever he had before 2019. I'm not making a joke. I was like, wow, looks like he's been hitting the gym. Look at this guy.
Yeah, he looked good. He had a lot of fun. He killed it in the home run derby.
Yes,
really is. You know, had some fun with that, which was great to see. He was pumping up the crowd and that. And he looked good. You can tell that he's put in the work in the offseason. And again, part of the reason why I wasn't hitting you up with all these hot takes about guys not showing up to OTAs. They were working in the offseason. No question about it. I really don't think anyone's coming in out of shape. or there's any problems in that regard just because they didn't go to Berea for OTAs. I think that everything's fine. Nothing to worry about there. But, yeah, Baker, you can tell that he's really put in some work this offseason. He looked great Saturday.
El Dangerous Window Rider joining us on the hotline talking about what the Browns are getting ready for mandatory minicamp. What do you think from Kevin Stefanski's standpoint here during this mandatory minicamp? Is his number one goal?
Get in and get out with everybody healthy.
Really?
That's the number one goal. Get in and out without any injury. That's number one. And then number two, I think it's to, as he has talked about, Ken, go over what they taught in the offseason. You know, they spent OTAs reteaching their systems, refreshing the memories of the guys that were here last year, and then also for the new guys, they're getting their first taste of what the Browns run on both sides of the ball. So I think that that's what this mandatory mini camp is going to be all about. Get in, get everyone healthy, get our work in, make sure it's quality work, go over everything that we've gone through here in the spring from a teaching standpoint, you know, make sure it's applied so that when training comes, there isn't a lot of time spent on teaching. I mean, last year there was a lot of time spent on teaching, obviously, because that was the first time the coaches had an opportunity to really get in front of the players and get them on the field. Well, you're past those steps now, so you want to hit the ground running once training camp opens and focus less on teaching and more on preparing for the upcoming season.
Garrett, go ahead.
Yeah, Daryl, are you ready to put the Sheldon Richardson stuff to bed? You know, people ask me all the time. I was in the grocery store the other day, and people are like, hey, is Sheldon Richardson coming back? I'm like, I don't know. They do have a lot of young guys that they put in the defensive line room, so I don't know. Are you ready to pour water on that and say, you know, that ship has sailed when it comes to Sheldon Richardson, or is he might be in a mix somewhere during camp?
Well, don't feel bad. You're not alone. Everyone in the parking lot Saturday asked me about Sheldon Richardson, too. So for whatever reason, top of mind. I get it. He's a good player. I am surprised that he has not signed anywhere yet because he is a good player. I can't put it completely to bed until obviously he signs somewhere. But look, they brought in a lot of defensive tackles. They've got a lot of competition at that position. To me, the only way Sheldon Richardson's coming back is if it's at a real bargain basement price for a few million. And when I say a few million, like I'm talking 1, 2, maybe 3 million. Like this is a guy that was scheduled to make $12 million. And if I'm Sheldon Richardson, I don't know how I do that. I'm just keeping it real here. You know, if I was scheduled to make $12 million and the team releases me so they don't have to pay me the $12 million, I don't know after they brought in a bunch of defensive tackles how I can come back for a couple million bucks where I'm going to have to compete for playing time and be on the quote-unquote, you know, they call those type of deals, prove-it deal, right? Mm-hmm. To set myself up for free agency, and I got all these other defensive tackles around that I'm going to be fighting for playing time. Am I really going to reset my market value by coming back to the Cleveland Browns? I'm gonna win, no question about it. But there's the business side of this thing, and I could totally get from Sheldon Richardson's standpoint why he would not want to come back to the Browns. It's nothing against Cleveland. It's nothing against the Browns. It's just pure business. So. Not going to put it to bed 100%, but I just look at that situation, and when I analyze it, I find it tough to believe that Sheldon's going to re-sign with the Browns.
Daryl Ryder joining us here on the show. The Chiefs, Travis Kelce had some really great things to say about the city of Cleveland at the charity softball game and had some nice things to say about the Browns. When are the Chiefs' arrival of the Cleveland Browns?
I think it's starting to bud now. I think to have a rivalry, Ken, as you know, you got to play meaningful games against each other. They did that in January. Kansas City got the better of the Browns and you know, ended the dream season, right? So my expectation is that those two teams will meet once again in January, and that's why I'm not going to be all hyping up that week one game, because I think who wins that game in week one is, quite frankly, inconsequential. You know, if the Browns win, we're all printing Super Bowl tickets and booking our flights to Los Angeles. If the Browns lose, everybody's at the 480 Bridge. If the Chiefs win, well, the Chiefs are, you know, on their way back to the Super Bowl as well. My expectation is these two teams are going to meet again in January, and that's where the rivalry is. When you're playing those really meaningful games, I actually think it benefits the Browns that they're playing them in week one rather than in December when the playoffs are on the line or potentially the division is on the line. Get that game out of the way. Again, to me, the winner of that game in week one, inconsequential. It's who wins in January that's going to matter, because I think these two teams will be on a collision course to fight for the AFC and a chance to go to Los Angeles and play in the Super Bowl.
Garrett, go ahead, buddy.
You know, when you talk about this, and we put those little, you know, teams with the Chiefs in there as well. I think we talked about this pre-show. You know, Ken had sent me something that said teams that are set up the best past 2021 into 2022. And some of the same teams are in that same mix. You know, you look at the Chiefs, you look at the Browns, you also have the Ravens and the Bills. In your perspective, I think the Browns were rated a little bit lower in that list. I think they had them behind a couple of those teams. You know, you moving forward, which team do you think is set up the best between the Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, and the Browns going into 2022?
Well, I think you're leaving an important team out, and that's the Miami Dolphins.
Yes, they were in that list too.
They won 10 games last year, and they have a ton of first-round draft capital at their disposal. So when you talk about from a team construction standpoint, they're in a beautiful position. They use that draft capital either to get players or they can use that capital.
Daryl, you're breaking up. Stop moving around your house.
I'm not moving. I swear. My headphones on. Everything's in one place.
Okay, then start moving around your house.
But yeah,
just move into a different house, Daryl.
Yeah. Well, if he's buying, sure. I think the Dolphins are really set up in that regard. I think the Browns are in a great position as well. I really do. They don't have, obviously, the first-round draft capital that the Dolphins have. But with the cap set to go up and increase here in the coming years, the core of this team, this is a great window for the Browns. I think that the window, they've got 3 to 5 years here on this window to be a Super Bowl contender. And that's kind of the sweet spot that you want to be in. But I would have to say, if you're talking about well-positioned, it's Miami, because they're coming off a 10-win season, even though they didn't make the playoffs, but they got a ton of first-round picks they get to play with here in the next couple years.
Daryl, you know that picture of us at camp where we're hugging? I want to give you that big of a hug right now, because you set me up perfect for what I want to talk about next, okay? I love you.
I'm glad I could tee it up for you, Ken.
I do. I love you, and I care about you like crazy. I look forward to seeing you again. All the best.
You got it, guys. Take care.
The great Daryl Ryder, on with myself and Garrett Bush here on the hotline. Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline at 9 o'clock, it'll be Sam Monson. Now, I like him a lot. I don't love him as much as Daryl. Maybe he could answer this, because I think the Titans foreshadow a little bit of what the Browns are headed for. It's Ken Carmen with Garrett Bush in for Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.